practically means in order to prevent any one of them, in view of the nature of the territory, geographical nature of it, the physical condition of the land down there, you've got to almost keep a man, keep an agent with these individuals as they come into the state. Because this Klan crowd, and you've got down there.
Oh, yes, I know.
As
I know.
Members of the Mississippi Highway Patrol,
yeah.
They were
yeah.
Some of those are Klansmen.
Yeah.
A number of chiefs of police are. Many of the sheriffs saw.
Yeah, I realize that.
And
that's I know.
And therefore, you can't count upon the local people to really extend any enforcement.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
When you get back into those rural areas, and that's where these things would occur.
I realize you can't be perfect on this, but I think that I know from my little experience down there that if you have a few more people down there, it's going to make a difference, a tremendous difference.
The only thought in my mind is whether it ought to be the FBI or whether they ought to be United States Marshals in there.
Yeah.
As was done down in Alabama.
Yeah, yeah. That to you and the Department of Justice ought to work out, I think.
Of course.
Which is the best way.
The United States Marshal in there is a symbol of authority, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Part of the Department of Justice.
Yeah, yeah.
And at the same time, he doesn't have to conduct any investigative work.
Yeah.
Which we have to do.
And I understand. I'm in the president's office now, and I think he wants this office for other purposes. Maybe I better call you on another phone.
All right. Fine. Fine, Alan.
I appreciate very much, Mr. Hoover.
That's all right. Fine.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
1 second.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Edgar?
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
What he's doing there in substance is saying we want to cooperate with the local officials. We've told the government we do, and we're going to cooperate them through your people down there.
Well,
that's the first thing.
We have the Mississippi Highway Patrol participating in the search along with the Navy.
Oh, that's right.
People.
That's right. Well, we want to do that to avoid the marshal thing and the troops thing. We want to do it through your people, number one.
Yes.
And the governor is agreeable to it.
The governor is agreeable to it.
And you just have your top man stay in close touch with him on everything.
We're doing
so that anything we do, when they're going to use sailors or helicopters, anything that he's, tell him, be sure to tell the governor.
Oh, yeah.
The second thing, we want a review to be sure that we have an ample number of people down there.
Yeah.
And I rather think we ought to send some more in, if for no other reason, to say to these groups that are pressing us all the time that we have reviewed it several weeks ago when I talked to you, and you sent in people anticipating it. You've sent in more following these three.
Yeah.
Since Mr. Dulles went down, you're going to send in some more so that we can let those people know that we mean business. Maybe we can prevent some of these acts of terror by the very presence of your people.
I'm hoping that this case that we've developed down at this place called Teeny Weeny is a peculiar name, but I'm hoping that if we can get the department, we're going to submit it to them this afternoon to authorize us to arrest those hoodlums down there.
I'll tell Katzenbach.
Have a complaint filed in the federal court down there on them. That will be a deterrent because they told these two white boys that if you don't get out of town, the same thing's going to happen to you as happened up at Philadelphia.
Well, you just go on. I'll tell Katzenbach about it, and I'm sure the department will give you that authority.
Yeah.
But you consider sending some other people down there so we can say we supplemented following this report. And the more you have there, the more they're going to prevent things. And I don't want to send troops in there, marshals. I'd rather you send another 15, 20 people down there.
I'll send some additional men in there right away.
All right. Now, then what was the third thing? He's going to talk to the National Council of Churches, Mr. Dulles is, and tell them to try to control their people a little better.
Yeah. Because they're playing with fire in this thing.
Fine. Well, do you think these recommendations are all right?
I think those recommendations are all right.
All right. You get your men in there now, and let tell your man to tell the governor that you're sending some extra in so that word will get around.
I've already also, just as a collateral matter, they're planning a large picketing of you at Cobo Hall in Detroit this evening.
Yeah.
Starting at 4 p.m. and to demand that President Johnson sends federal marshals to Mississippi to protect civil rights workers.
Mm.
We've notified the Secret Service of that, so that they will have the necessary protection there at Detroit.
All right. Well, what we want to do is, we'll say 2 years here, we've asked for additional men, and you're going to send them.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
That's right. All right. Fine. Thank you.
Waiting.